set eye left. Play action to Adrian. Christian scrambles out to the right. He's going to go deep right side. Jerry is there. Touchdown! Ponder to Jerry is right for a 38-yard touchdown.
Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. Paul Allen with Minnesota Vikings wide receiver Jerrius Wright for the Xfinity Player Breakdown. We got a hot one, too. He had a couple of touchdown receptions against Seattle, and the first touchdown reception was on Richard Sherman, maybe the best cover corner in the National Football League. Did that feel good?
It felt real good. We watched a little segment on him earlier in the week, just talking about some of the things he does well, and I tried to use that against him.
And, Seattle also, I believe, at that stage, it might have been their 10th pass interference penalty, which is most in the National Football League. So good defense, but they'll hold you a little bit, but he couldn't get you that time. And he did try to grab onto you at, like, the 15, right?
He definitely tried to grab on to me. Double moves, you have to know that, that they're going to try to grab you because they would rather have a 15-yard penalty than a touchdown. So in my mind, I knew he was going to try to grab me, so I already had an escape route on my mind.
Second year from Arkansas, Jerrius Wright, one of the wide receivers for the Minnesota Vikings. Border battle coming up a little later today. You didn't get an opportunity to play in the first half last year because Percy Harvin was on the team. Then Percy gets hurt. You come in, you take off. This year, in my opinion, to everybody who would listen to me, including here on Game Plan, you were stealing the show in training camp, and then you had a concussion right at the end of training camp in the preseason. That kind of slowed things a little bit, didn't it?
I did end up getting that concussion. I think it was the Bills game. And I ended up missing the rest of preseason, really, which, the fourth game, they try to, try to see who's going to make the roster or not. So I ended up missing the third game in San Fran, which, would have been more reps for me to get a chance to show what I could do out there on the field in a game-type situation. So it did slow me a little bit, but, I'm just trying to stay strong and stick at it.
What's going well for you now? I mean, it's a two-touchdown game. The second touchdown came when the game was kind of out of hand. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, your first two-touchdown game, and we still have six games to play this year, so you still have a fair amount of time to show some really good stuff. What's going well for you right now, Jerrius?
I'm just coming out each and every day in practice, just trying to get better one play at a time. And coming out each and every day, practicing hard, no matter what, each and every day, no matter how you feel. Everybody has that morning they don't want to get up and go to work, but at the same time, you have to look at it as an opportunity to get better.
So what is film study like from a wide receiver standpoint? Because if you talk to these offensive linemen, they all think they're Einsteins and that everything they do, just that's where the whole game revolves around. And to a certain extent, it does in the trenches. But from a wide receiver standpoint, against coverages, cornerbacks, safeties and everything, what's film study like for you?
It's even more than just studying the safety in the corners. You study the linebackers and some of their movements because sometimes they come out and cover you in the sliding, things like that. And also, you look at the safeties and the corners and the way they're aligned or things or the way they're rotating to try to, tail coverages and things you saw watching film. So try to use things like that on Sunday to help you out in the game.
Your former Arkansas teammate, Greg Childs, recently came back to practice. Man, he's been through a lot, hasn't he?
He definitely has, and he's staying strong and staying in there and working hard each and every day also. Even though he's not out there with us, he's still working hard. And just for him to get a chance to get back out there, I think it's a blessing.